It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
With you here on a Friday night. It's American Legion Baseball coverage here on 103.9 KNZA. It is the Zone 2 tournament in Wathena. It is night number 2 with a doubleheader on tap, and glad to be a part of your early portion of the weekend. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball, it is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Want to thank as well Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Elimination game coming up momentarily with Hiawatha Post 66 and Doniphan County Post number 55. That is moments away from the first pitch. And then the winner's bracket game in the second of the doubleheader later on tonight. That is Corning and Seneca. Well, for Hiawatha Post 66 and even Stevens' record of 13-13, they had a tough go against Corning on Wednesday night with a 10-0 loss. They had just 5 hits in that game. Cooper Wishrup led that offense 2 of the 5 hits, including a double and a single, as Hiawatha now already guaranteed a spot in the state tournament next week, but looking to gather some momentum after the loss to Corning on Wednesday night. Now, on the other side, the host, Doniphan County Post 55, a record of 13-10, they played the second game of the doubleheader on Wednesday night, and they lost to Seneca 17-5. Ryder Davis had a couple of hits, a couple of RBIs. Dustin Veach, he reached base 4 times with 3 singles and 3 stolen bases, a couple of runs scored. They had just 1 run on 4 hits through the first 4 innings. Got some momentum going on offense in the final 2 frames, but just too much to overcome a 17-5 loss to Seneca earlier in the week. We'll step aside for a timeout. When we come back, we'll get you the lineup cards for Hiawatha and Doniphan County. It's American Legion Baseball, and we're back right after this.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fait in Holton, for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball coverage on KNZA tonight, presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. We are live in Wathena once again. Night number two of the Zone 2 tournament. American Legion Baseball, we're getting going with the first of two games on tap, Hiawatha and Donovan County, and an elimination game that'll be followed by Corning and Seneca on the winner's side of the bracket. Let's get you the lineup cards for both these teams here for this elimination game tonight. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is Hiawatha post 66, an even record of 13-13. In this elimination game tonight in Wathena, they will go like this. Michael Oldham bats first. He'll be in center field. Batting second is Cooper Jacobson. He'll be at first base. Batting third is the catcher, Lucas Lancaster. In the cleanup spot, that is right fielder Tegan Diller. Batting fifth, that's the left fielder in Cooper Wishrup. Batting sixth, that's the second baseman, Michael Jensen. Pitching and batting seventh, that's Dalton Sieben Morgan. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Gannon Becker. And the DH in batting ninth, that is J.J. Lancaster. In the flex defensively at third base, that's going to be Braden Newell. So again, for Hiawatha, post 66 tonight, Oldham in center, Jacobson at first, Lancaster catching, Diller in right, Wishrup in left, Jensen at second, Sieben Morgan pitching, Becker the shortstop, Lancaster the DH, and Newell is the third baseman. For the home team on the scoreboard, that's Donovan County post 55, a record of 13-10. And their lineup tonight looks like this. Dustin Veach will lead things off. He'll be at third base. Batting second is the shortstop, Cooper Everly. In the three spot in the order, that is second baseman Ryder Davis. Batting fourth, that's the pitcher in Logan Blevins. Batting fifth, that's the first baseman, Beckham Griffin. In the sixth spot, that's catcher Hayden Paulino. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Brett Heim. The eighth spot, that is center fielder, Luke Bennett. And batting ninth, rounding it out, the left fielder in Adam Key. So again, for D.C., post 5-5, Beach at third, Everly at short, Davis at second, Blevins pitching, Griffin at first, Paulino catching, Heim's in right, Bennett's in center, and Keys is the left fielder. Well, glad to be a part of your Friday night. The sun is peeking through the clouds. Certainly a good temperature night, considering where we are in the middle of July. Should be a calm evening here for some American Legion baseball on KNZA. Again, Hiawatha here is going to be the first team to bat. Donovan County, again, they're going to be starting on the mound. Logan Blevins, Hiawatha, their offense just nowhere to be found in the game Wednesday night in a 10-0 loss to Corning, just five hits. They're going to try to turn things around. But the scenario for Hiawatha, they are already locked into the state tournament next week since they are the host. Talked about it on Wednesday night. Essentially, one spot up for grabs with the three teams. Donovan County, a must-win scenario for them to keep their state tournament hopes alive next week. And then obviously on the other side, the winner's side of the bracket, Corning and Seneca, both very impressive in their wins on Wednesday night. So again, last night, we're scheduled. The rain came. Field was not prepared, but we are cleaned up and ready to go for American Legion Baseball here tonight. Logan Blevins again on the hill for Donovan County, and the top three coming up here for Hiawatha post 66. That's going to be Michael Oldham, Cooper Jacobson, and Lucas Lancaster. I want to thank the great sponsors once again, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Kirk Tillman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you in Wathena. Here we go. We are set for the first pitch. Game one, elimination-style game, Zone 2 tournament, American Legion Baseball. Batting first is Micah Oldham, the center fielder for Hiawatha post 66. He steps into the right side batter's box. Blevins kicks up the left leg. A bunt is shown. Pitch runs inside and missing the strike zone for ball one. And here we go. Double dip tonight on KNZA. Mike Oldham jumps out in front. One ball, no strikes. He was 0-for-2 with a walk in the loss to Corning on Wednesday night. Couple of strikeouts. Blevins sets, kicks, and the 1-0. Another bunt shown, and it's way upstairs. Ball number two. Defensively for Donovan County, you got Beach at third, Everly at short, Davis at second, Griffin at first, Paulino catching, Keys in left, Bennett's the center fielder, and Heim is the right fielder. Another bunt shown on 2-0, and a fastball just a bit upstairs, and Oldham way out in front. It's three balls and no strikes. Hiawatha made the state championship game in Concordia last summer, losing to Iola. Won 30 games, and now they get to host this tournament next week. And a 3-0 in there for a called strike. And finally, Blevins clips the zone. 3-1 the count on the center fielder, Micah Oldham. Blevins out of the windup, kicks, and the 3-1 is low and inside, ball four. Good at bat for Michael Oldham and our first base runner of tonight's game. So here's Cooper Jacobson, the first baseman for Hiawatha. He will bat from the left side. Old school style, no batting gloves, a little bit open on the stance. Leadoff man at first base with nobody out. And Blevins a strike on the outside part of the plate with the fastball, and it's 0-1. Jacobson 0-3, or correction, he was actually 1-1. He was hit by a pitch and had a single in the loss on Wednesday night. Next pitch by Blevins, a little bit outside, evens up the count at 1-1. Oldham at first base after a leadoff walk. Just getting going, elimination game here tonight in Wathena. Blevins kicks out of the stretch, and that one a little bit outside, 2-1. Lucas Lancaster in the on-deck circle for Hiawatha. They occupy the first base side dugout here tonight. Blevins turning that left shoulder towards first, looking at Oldham. He'll take a couple steps off, and the pitch is fouled away over the fence down the left side of the infield. And we're evened up at 2-2. Mentioned Jacobson on Wednesday night, couple of at-bats, and the loss to Corning, hit by a pitch in the second inning of that game, and then singled in the fourth. He had one of the just 5 hits for Hiawatha that night. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman, Veach, and his only play is to first, a belt-high catch by Griffin to record the out. So you can look at it as a sacrifice grounder there, essentially, as Oldham into scoring position with one out. Jacobson retired, and that brings up Lucas Lancaster. Lancaster catching. He was 0-2 in the game Wednesday night. A couple of ground outs. First pitch he sees from Blevins, a little low and outside for ball one. Tegan Diller is in the on-deck circle. Did not see him on Wednesday night. It'll be his first crack in this Zone 2 tournament this week. As the 1-0, kind of a check swing, but in there for a called strike. Evens it up at 1-1. Michael Oldham, a leadoff walk. He is at second base. One out in the inning. Top of the first, no score. Blevins' long look at second. Now he fires. Took a little off in about the same spot on the outer edge, called strike. And the count in the favor of Blevins at 1-2. Lancaster in the right side batter's box. Blevins a right-handed thrower. Lead at second, not much. Here's the pitch, and it's just fouled away right in front of home plate. So it stays 1-2. As Hiawatha team had a nice run in the middle and late portions of this summer. It was a very sluggish start for Hiawatha. They started 1-5, and at one point midway through, they were just 4-9. Pitch a little bit outside, and now we're evened up 2-2 here on Lancaster. At a stretch, after that 4-9 start, they won 5-6. And over their last 13, which includes the loss Wednesday night, they're 9-4 over 13. Knee-high fastball just a little bit outside, and now the count full here on Lucas Lancaster at 3-2. Sun peeking through the clouds. Hiawatha trying to get on the board here in the first inning. The 3-2, it is outside. Ball four, missed with the fastball. Good at bat by Lucas Lancaster, and now Hiawatha 2-1 and 1 for the right fielder, Tegan Diller. Well, Donovan County pitching in the loss on Wednesday night. 5 pitchers utilized, walking 17 batters in the game. And Blevins here to start has faced 3 in the first, and 2 have been walked. First at bat for Diller here in this tournament, and first pitch swinging. He fouls it away down the third baseline, just a little slow chopper. He'll start behind at 0-1. Diller starting defensively in right field. Bats from the right side, jersey number 33. Oldham at second base, Lucas Lancaster at first. One out here in the top of the first inning, no score. Blevins out of the set, kicks, fires, took a little off, and it's outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Now, pitching's so crucial, it's easy to say that when you get to games of this magnitude. Another ground ball, third base side, and it's 1-2 on Tegan Diller. Hiawatha post 66, 13-13. They won 30 games and lost 12 last summer en route to that trip, that state title game in Concordia. Here's a 1-2 to Diller, and he's going to lift it out towards center field. This is playable for Bennett. Now he played in, now goes back a couple of steps, makes the catch, and tagging to third is Michael Oldham. The throw is kicked high into the air, and it goes over the fence. And that's going to advance the runners another base, and Hiawatha, because of that, will get on the board and lead the game 1-0. Lancaster goes first to third. That is going to be an error. That's going to score that first run of the game. So here is Cooper Wishrup. A 1-0 Hiawatha lead. Two outs, runner at third base. And Lucas Lancaster. Should correct. Looks like they have a courtesy runner for Lancaster at third. Either way, runner at third. Two outs, a 1-0 Hiawatha lead. As Wishrup steps in, the Horton Charger. And Blevins' first pitch is outside, missing with the fastball, and it's 1-0. Well, Wishrup had a good night in the loss Wednesday. He had two of the five hits, including a double. Chance to come through with two outs here in the first, and that one, a fastball, inner edge, called strike, and it's 1-1. Well, if Wishrup can do something here, Michael Jensen in the on-deck circle. Blevins out of the windup. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled away. 1-2. So Hiawatha taking advantage of an early throwing error, getting a run on the board. And Blevins still needing to get one more out in the inning. He's got the 1-2 count, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, but just dropped out of the glove, looked to be a foul tip. And that'll keep Wishrup alive at 1-2. Good off speed there by Blevins. Paulino unable to secure. Another 1-2. Reaching out for it and a grounder. Third base side, but foul. Third opportunity here with the count at 1-2. A courtesy runner currently at third base for Lancaster with two outs in the top of the first inning. Hiawatha leading the game 1-0. Elimination game, the first of this tournament tonight. Here's another 1-2 by Blevins, and just a bit outside. Tried that corner, could not convert. And it's 2-2. Wishrup, a right-handed hitter, choked up on the bat. Here's the 2-2. And he hits it right back up the middle, over the head of Blevins, and into center field for an RBI base knock to make it 2-0. A clutch piece of hitting by Cooper Wishrup. Here's Michael Jensen, the second baseman. So a 2-0 start here for Hiawatha. Still two outs, now a runner at first. Blevins' pitch to Jensen, runs inside, misses, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 outside, two balls, no strikes. So a good, productive first inning here for Hiawatha. A couple of early runs, a 2-0 lead. Now Wishrup at first base. The 2-0 is hit to the left side on a one-hopper to Everly. He will shovel it to second for the force out to retire the side. But two runs, one hit, and one left for Hiawatha here in the top of the first. They lead it 2-0 here over Doniphan County.
Thinking about surgery? Don't go to the city when top-notch care is right here in Sabetha. Patients rave about Sabetha Community Hospital, saying they're so lucky to have such a high-quality surgery team without having to travel. That's right, exceptional surgical services close to home with the team you can trust. No travel stress, just expert care. For your next surgery, choose the quality and convenience of Sabetha Community Hospital. Call us today. Your health, our priority, right here in Sabetha.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, presented by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Just getting going tonight, Zone 2 tournaments in Wathena. Thanks for tuning in. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you. We go to the bottom of the first inning here in this elimination game. Hiawatha, two runs and one hit in that top half. So out to a 2-0 lead. Dalton Siebenmorgen gets the start tonight for Hiawatha, post number 66. And he'll see Doniphan County for the first time tonight with Dustin Beach leading it off, followed by Cooper Everly and Ryder Davis. Well, the field dimensions here in Wathena, you got 317 down the lines, both left and right. The gaps are 340 and 360 to straightaway center field. Now, Dustin Beach, despite the loss on Wednesday to Seneca, another very good casual night for him. Reached base in all four of his at-bats with three stolen bases. And the first pitch he sees from Siebenmorgen skips in the dirt, ball one. Doniphan County, they're 13-10 after the loss on Wednesday night. The 1-0 by Siebenmorgen, fastball knee high, just missed inside. And Beach in front at 2-0. Lucas Lancaster is catching for Siebenmorgen. Newell at third, Becker at short, Jensen at second, and now Beach hits a line drive to the first base side and stabbed by Jacobson. He'll go unassisted to the bag and record the out. Very good speed by Beach, but quickly on it was Jacobson, a ground out to first, and that's the way we begin the bottom of the first inning. Here's the fourth Scott commit, Cooper Everly. Well, he started the game pitching on Wednesday night, did not go too long into that game. Starting as the shortstop here tonight, takes fastball upstairs, ball number one. Everly reached base twice in his four at-bats on Wednesday. Takes another one upstairs. He's out in front, two balls, no strikes. Well, Doniphan County taking on Hiawatha here tonight as Siebenmorgen rips a strike, and it's 2-1. Well, Doniphan County has had the edge over Hiawatha. Four matchups, they have won three of them. Ground ball foul as Everly got out in front of that one a little bit. Now 2-2. A 2-0 Hiawatha lead, bottom of the first inning. Siebenmorgen out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Missed outside of the fastball, and the count runs full at 3-2. Doniphan County, the white jersey tops tonight. Baby blue numerals in lettering. Reaching out for this one, grounding it to the third base side. That is Newell. A couple steps and a long errant throw gets away. That's going to be the first throwing error on Hiawatha tonight. And with that, Everly at first base with one out. Well, half was good, half was not for Newell at third. Played it on a nice high hop, belt high, a couple steps to his left, but the throw to first, way off target. So Everly at first base with one out. That'll bring up the second baseman and Ryder Davis. He was very productive in the loss on Wednesday against Seneca. Had two RBIs, two singles. He was 2-for-4. Now steps in for the first time in this elimination game tonight. Here's a soft toss to first by Siebenmorgen. Everly back in safely with the head first slide. Batting from the right side, Stephen Morgan is a right-handed thrower. First pitch to Davis in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Logan Blevins in the on-deck circle. Doniphan County trailing here, 2-0 against Hiawatha. Stephen Morgan sets at the belt and fires. This is upstairs, now 1-1. Well, Doniphan County won three of their first four games to start the summer, found themselves at one point at 4-4, and had a stretch in the middle of the season where they won six straight games and 7 of 8. And then after that stretch, they lost four consecutive games before getting back on track entering this tournament. And a 1-1 is swung on and missed by Davis, and now the count at 1-2. Everly at first base, reaching on an error. A 1-2 count, another soft toss to first, so certainly Everly has the attention of Mr. Stephen Morgan. 1-2, 1-1, and another throw over to first. These are casual tosses to first base. Now 2.5, 3 steps. Everly's lead. He does not go, and it's hit to the left side. Deep dive by the shortstop, Becker. He got it, but it stays on the infield. He does not have a play, and everybody is safe. Great effort by Becker on the diving stop to his right, right on the edge of the grass to keep it in front. But too much speed. That's an infield single by Davis. And now 2 on and 1 out for Logan Blevins. Blevins batting from the right side, jersey number 5. Stephen Morgan sets and delivers, and it's hit down the left field line and barely foul. Boy, just nubbed it over Newell at third, but just barely left of the line. And fortunate there for Hiawatha, the count, no balls, 1 strike. Now the sun has been continuing to kind of peek in and out of the clouds in the early portions of this game. Right now the sun is shining. Here's the 0-1. Outside, missing with the fastball. And it's 1-1 here to Logan Blevins. Everly the runner at second. Ryder Davis the runner at first. A 2-0 Hiawatha lead here in the bottom of the first. Now this is hit down the third baseline, and that is fair. It's going to get up towards the corner. That's going to bring in at least one as Everly scores. It's a double and an RBI by Logan Blevins, and it's cut in half the deficit. It's now 2-1. Just a rocket shot down the left field line, and Wishrup got on it quickly. Davis goes first to third, and Blevins at second. Now it's a 2-1 Hiawatha lead. And here's the dangerous Beckham Griffin. A base hit could give Doniphan County their first. Stephen Morgan out of the stretch, kicks and fires, and first pitch swinging and fouling it away is Beckham Griffin for strike one. Now Griffin, in the loss on Wednesday night, reached base twice, once on an error, the other on a walk. 0-1 here is hit to the left side, but playable for Becker at short. Now he bobbles the throw, and now the only plays at first. And everybody's going to be safe. And a run is in. That ties the game as Davis scores from third. Blevins to third. That is the second error already. And a 2-2 tie with still one out in the bottom of the first. You got runners at the corners here for Doniphan County. First pitch to Hayden Paulino is in there for a called strike. And in the process, Griffin to second with the steal and no throw. So second and third, one out. 2-2 tie here in the home first. Big spot for the big body catcher, Hayden Paulino. And he lifts this one to the opposite field, but foul territory and over the fence and out of play. So Paulino quickly down, no balls, 2 strikes. When the damage is done, and certainly more, could be on tap here for D.C. It's only one out in the inning, a 2-2 tie with runners at second and third. And a little number. Left side, going to be a tough play. Becker at short. Now some confusion on who's picking it up. They get Paulino at first. Believed it was picked up by Newell. Makes the play, but a run is in. and Doniphan County. Their first lead, it is 3-2. Griffin goes to third. Paulino, the RBI ground out. Second out of the inning, and now it's Brett Heim, the right fielder. Brett Heim was 0-2, a couple of strikeouts. He was also hit by a pitch in the loss on Wednesday. And the first pitch by Steven Morgan misses outside for ball one. So a 3-2 Doniphan County lead. They get it right back. And their first lead tonight. And a foul tip there makes it 1-1. Griffin, the runner at third. The seventh batter to come up here in this inning for Doniphan County. And the pitch. It is in the dirt, gets away. Griffin got a good jump on it. Here's the throw, not in time. A feet first slide for Griffin. Athletic for sure, and another one tacked on the wild pitch. It is 4-2. That empties the bases. And the count now, 2-1 on Brett Heim. So four of the first five to come up here for Doniphan County have come around to score. And the 2-1 is lifted in the air down the right field line, but that is going to be way foul. And Heim now, even Stevens on the count. It is 2-2. Four runs on two hits here in this inning. Hiawatha, a couple of errors, certainly helping the cause. Next pitch just a bit outside, and Heim works it full. It's 3-2. Stephen Morgan sets, kicks, and delivers. And it's hit foul right on top of us. Try it again at 3-2. So certainly a productive inning for both teams, but certainly a little more productive on the side of Doniphan County. With now a 4-2 lead. Two outs, bases empty, bottom of the first. After a quick pause, Heim back in there. Another 3-2 offering here by Stephen Morgan. It's a swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheese, and that retires the side. But damage certainly done. Four runs, two hits, two errors, and nobody left. We go to the second inning here in Wathena. It is a 4-2 lead for Doniphan County.
Chaim T.S. of Savepa is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Savepa, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savepa.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA tonight, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in the studio, Brandon Tamman with you on a KNZA. We go to the second inning in this Zone 2 elimination game, and productive for both in that first inning, but Doniphan County a 4-2 lead here against Hiawatha. So Logan Blevins back to work. He'll get 7, 8, 9, bottom three in the Hiawatha lineup here in the second, starting with Dalton Stephen Morgan. Gannon Becker will follow, and then J.J. Lancaster after that. Well, both starting pitchers, somewhat of a shaky first inning. And Stephen Morgan steps in to lead off this top of the second. And Blevins sets, turns his body, throws it on in there, and it's a little bit inside for ball number one. Stephen Morgan, two at-bats on Wednesday night in the loss to Corning, a strikeout and a ground out. Blevins fires in a 1-0, connected on a fastball outside part of the plate, and it's 1-1. Well, Fans still working their way into the bleachers here. Sun is out. Clouds moving away just a touch as this one is lifted high in the air but foul. And the advantage here for Blevins at one ball, two strikes. Blevins would love to start this inning with an out. Here's the 1-2. High cheese and way upstairs, two balls, two strikes. Not much of a breeze. The flags are down beyond center field. Fairly calm evening. The 2-2. Reaching out for it, popping it up, right side, foul territory. It's going to stay inside the fence line, and the catcher, Paulino, makes the catch above his head for out number one. So one out for Gannon Becker, the shortstop. And Becker on Wednesday, 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. A 4-2 Doniphan County lead here in the top of the second. He'll show bunt, and he'll pull back, and the pitch is inside for ball one. Well, Hiawatha entering this one with Doniphan County on the tough side of it. These teams have played four times, Doniphan County 3-1 in those four games this summer. The 1-0. Is a ground ball, stabbed at third. Beach makes a nice play. Can he convert the throw? Reaching his grip and securing it for the out. Nicely done, a Web Gym style play for Beach at third. Diving to his right, ball was stabbed right on the bag, up and over to first for out number one. Two up, two down for J.J. Lancaster. Nice bounce back inning so far for Logan Blevins. Trying to make quick work this bottom three of the Hiawatha order. First pitch to J.J. Lancaster, a little bit outside for ball one. Levin sets, kicks, and fires. Fastball outside missing, and it's 2-0. Well, J.J. Lancaster had one of the five Hiawatha hits on Wednesday night, a single in the fifth inning. Good location on that fastball, inside part of the plate, a called strike, now 2-1. Hiawatha scoring twice in the first, sent 6-2 the plate, and now J.J. sends this one the opposite way, and that one is there inside the line, down right. Takes a long turn around first. He'll hold there as Heim got on it quickly, and it's a two-out single for the DH and J.J. Lancaster. That'll flip us back to the top of the order with Michael Oldham. Oldham a walk and a run scored in the first. Three at-bats on Wednesday, two strikeouts and a walk. A 4-2 Doniphan County lead. Two outs here in the top of the second, runner at first. There's a throw back to first. And safely there is J.J. Lancaster. Does have a somewhat sizable lead, a good three steps, does not go. The pitch by Blevins in there for strike number one. Well, one thing watching these teams, all four of these teams in this tournament throughout the summer, certainly two-out rallies are more than certainly readily available. Next pitch inside, now one ball, one strike here on Oldham. Levins turning back towards first, takes a glance, sets, squares it up, fires it in, lifted high in the air. Playable in the gap in left center. It's going to be Keys. Actually, take that back. Bennett's the center fielder. Runs into the gap, makes the catch to retire the side. So a two-out single does no harm. Four sent up to the plate and one stranded for Hiawatha. We go to the home second here on KNCA. It's Doniphan County 4 and Hiawatha 2.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cruising along, American Legion Baseball on KNCA is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Here we go to the home second inning. Doniphan County coming up for a second time against Dalton Stephen Morgan, leading Hiawatha 4-2. Elimination game here in the Zone 2 tournament, and the first pitch in the bottom of the second runs up and inside on Luke Bennett for ball one. Bennett will be followed by Adam Keyes, and then the top of the order for D.C. and Dustin Veach. So 8-9-1 for Doniphan County here in the home second as Stephen Morgan gets one on the outer edge for a called strike, a little off speed, now 1-1. He'll set belt level. He'll kick and fire. Fastball outside part of the plate called strike, and it's 1-2. Bennett's in the loss to Seneca on a Wednesday night. Had a single and a run scored, also a ground out and a strikeout. Now he rips this one back up the middle and into center field for a base knock. Was an incredibly hard hit. It got past the glove of Stephen Morgan on the mound, down around his right foot, just enough power to get into center. And a leadoff hit for Luke Bennett. That'll bring up the left fielder and Adam Keyes. Doniphan County, a 4-2 lead. And for the first time in two innings tonight, they get their leadoff man on. Not much of a lead for Bennett. Stephen Morgan resets on the rubber. Left foot in front of the right. He'll set. And fire. Bunch shown and missing. Adam Keyes will fall behind at 0-1. Bennett's at first base after the leadoff single. Bottom two. Another soft toss to first. Bennett's back in safely. Now, Keyes walked in one of his three at-bats on Wednesday night. Also had a pair of strikeouts. He'll show bunt again. He gets it down, but foul territory. And now has to rethink his approach with the count at 0-2. Stephen Morgan sets, gets the call from Lucas Lancaster and delivers, and it's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was up, and down goes Keyes for out number one. That is the second strikeout tonight for Stephen Morgan, and to the top of the order we go with Dustin Veach. Grounded out to first in his first at-bat tonight. Reached base all four times in the game on Wednesday. He's got Bennett at first with one out. Doniphan County's lead over Hiawatha currently 4-2. Another throw to first. This one a much closer play, but Bennett's back in safely. Beats the lefty, batting from that right side batter's box for the left-handed hitters, and now he puts a charge into this one. Deep into right field, Diller looks up, and it's going to be a one-hopper off the fence. Extra bases, and Bennett kind of had to slow his roll to make sure it wasn't going to be caught. He does end up at third base. It is a double for Dustin Veach. Deep into right field in Doniphan County, two in scoring position with one out in the inning. Put a charge into that one. Nestled up against the warning track and fence in right field. So now Doniphan County in business. Runners at second and third with one out, trying to add to a two-run lead here in the home second. Here is Cooper Everly. Reached on an error and scored in that four-run first. Now he puts a charge into one out towards left field. Wishrup was playing back. He knew his assignment there. He makes the catch, but deep enough to get Bennett in for a sacrifice fly. Productive at bat for Everly, the RBI, and it's now 5-2, Doniphan County.
Now batting number 11. Ryder Davis.
That'll bring up Ryder Davis. Still got Veach at second base, but now two outs in the inning. And the first pitch. And now a throw back to second base, and Veach is in trouble. He's caught in a pickle between second and third. There's a pump fake by the third baseman. Now a throw to second. Tag. Did he get away from that tag? He did. He is somehow safe. Oh, my goodness. Dustin Veach, acrobatic, to shimmy his way around a tag at second, and he finds his way back in there safely. Goodness me. From disaster to spectacular. Well, let's see if that haunts Hiawatha here in this inning. Ryder Davis certainly capable. He singled and scored in his first at bat in the first. Now he takes one a little up and in from Stephen Morgan for ball one. Davis, two hits on Wednesday night, couple of RBIs, picking up where he left off. Now Stephen Morgan's next pitch just missed inside, 2-0. Dustin Veach at second base, miraculously somehow still at second base with two outs. And the 2-0 by Stephen Morgan, way up and in. And it's three balls and no strikes. Logan Blevins in the on-deck circle. Donovan County adding a run this inning. Their lead is 5-2. Still early inning number two. Veach takes off for third. The pitch is inside, I believe, for a ball. Didn't see the strike call by the umpire. And he is in there safely at third base. I'm guessing that was a strike call to make it 3-1. Veach had three stolen bases on Wednesday, adds another here. He is at third, and now this one is lifted out towards left field, but playable. Wishrup having to run in, and a diving effort is unsuccessful. The runner is safe, and a run is in. Boy, I thought that was much deeper off the bat. It was actually Becker, the shortstop, who tried to make a spectacular over-the-shoulder diving catch, but he could not get there. It is a hit and an RBI for Ryder Davis, and the lead is 6-2. And not getting Veach out when they had him in a pickle comes back to bite him. Here's Logan Blevins, takes one up and in for ball one. So another productive inning here for Donovan County. Two runs. They lead it by four. Now this one is hit high in the air, but foul territory. And that is going to find the seats for strike number one. Blevins, a double and an RBI in the first, also came around to score. Welcome ball, one strike, two outs, runner at first. Stephen Morgan's pitch is outside for ball two. Not much of a lead at first for Davis. Stephen Morgan sets, kicks, and reaching and grounding it down the third base line. Foul is Blevins to make it 2-2. Well, Blevins has to feel, at least for the time being, a little sigh of relief because he is pitching currently. Now his team has a four-run lead. So a little bit of a cushion for him to work once he gets back out there. He would certainly love to keep this inning going. Now he hits this one well out towards the gap in left center, but it hangs up enough, and it's dropped by the left fielder in Wishrup. Another costly defensive miscue as Davis comes chugging his way around third. He will score. It is 7-2, Donovan County. A disastrous stretch for Hiawatha here, these last couple batters. They had a chance to get out of the inning. They had Veach in a pickle between second and third. He comes back, gets there safely as Griffin steps in, hits a pop-up to the shortstop side, but it's going to be the second baseman, Jensen, behind second to make the catch and retire the side. But nonetheless, Donovan County taking advantage of some more Hiawatha miscues as they add three more in the second, and they lead this game 7-2. We go to the third right after this on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer?
are the owner.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it's powered by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tama with you. Thanks for tuning in on a Friday night, mid-July. American Legion Baseball, the Zone 2 tournament. It is night number 2, game number 1. Elimination game between Hiawatha and Doniphan County. And right now, as we go to the third, it's been all Doniphan County. They lead the game 7-2. So Logan Blevins back to work. On the bump, his team a 5-run cushion. But he gets a dangerous part of this Hiawatha lineup with 2, 3, and 4. Starting here with Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson to ground out to third in his first at bat tonight and takes a first pitch fastball called strike. And the bottom, or I should say, correction, the top of the third is underway. Blevins out of the windup, gets the call, kicks, and delivers. And this low and inside with the fastball evens up at 1-1. Well, as it stands right now, getting this third inning going, Doniphan County 7 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Hiawatha 2 runs, 2 hits, but 3 crucial errors. That has really hurt Hiawatha here early. Fastball belt high, caught the inside part of the plate. Now 1-2 here on Jacobson. Blevins has walked a couple early, but he has really tightened things up with that strike zone here since that early portion of inning number 1. Right now he's got Jacobson in a body bag at 1-2. Chokes up on the bat, no gloves, batting from the right side batter's box, meaning a left-handed hitter, and he swoops this one out towards center field. Backing up is Bennett. A few steps and a little to his right. He'll make the catch, and Jacobson retired for out number 1. There is Lucas Lancaster, a walk and a run scored his first time up. Well, not necessarily him scoring that run. There was a courtesy runner for him. And his second at-bat tonight starts with a sweeper missing outside to make it 1-0. A 7-2 Doniphan County lead here in the top of the third. One out, nobody on. Fastball upstairs, 2-0. And Hiawatha, already more run production than Wednesday night. They were shut out 10-0 against Corning. Right now they find themselves down 5 at 7-2. 2-0 is in there for a called strike. Blevins gets one on the board. It's 2-1. Works quickly here. He'll kick with the left and fire with the right. And a slow roller to the left side. Beach to his left. Fielding from third. It's a high throw and it gets away. So everything good and up until the throw. And Lancaster is going to be safe on the throwing error. The second error against Doniphan County in the 5th combined already between the two teams. And a courtesy runner is in there for Lancaster. We'll try to get you that number and name here in just a moment. But a runner at first and 1 out. And a fastball in there for a called strike to Tegan Diller. And it's 0-1. He flew out to center in his first at bat tonight. Now he's got a runner at first and 1 out here in the third with his team down 7-2. Blevins sets chest level, hard look at home, fires in a breaking ball, swung on and missed, and quickly 0-2, nicely placed there. Well, Blevins still looking to ring up his first strikeout tonight. He has certainly been battling in front of these Hiawatha hitters over the last few. Not much of a lead at first, here's the pitch, it is low and outside, and Paulino pouncing on it quickly to keep it in front. Keep the runner at first base, it's now 1-2. Diller adjusts the helmet with the right, puts both hands on the bat. Not much movement above that right shoulder. Has to protect it 1-2. Now he gets way out in front and hits it a mile high down the left field line, but foul. And stays 1-2. Well, for Hiawatha, again, it does not matter what they do in this tournament. They have their spots locked up at state next week since they are the host, but this is more of a must win, no doubt about it, for Doniphan County. Now a ground ball past Beach at third and out in the left for a base hit. And the courtesy runner is going to stop at second. And on a 1-2, just getting it past Beach on the dive at third. And a single by Diller. And Hiawatha, a little bit something cooking here. They got him at first and second and one out. That'll bring up Cooper Wishrup, who had an RBI single in the first. Doniphan County's lead is 7-2. We're in the top of the third inning. Don't forget our second game tonight, winner's brackets, Corning and Seneca. The winner of that game guarantees their spot in the finals. And Blevins out of the stretch. A bunt is shown. Pulled back, and it's outside. Missed it with the fastball for ball one. Now, Wishrup's been very productive in the one-plus games of this tournament so far. Two hits on Wednesday night, and a hit here tonight. 1-0, 2 on, and a throw to second is not in time. It's Lancaster's courtesy runner is back in there safely. And Wishrup, the Horton Charger, steps back in. RBI chance here for him. Blevins' pitch is a little slow roller, but a foul ball left side. And we're evened up at 1-1. Back and forth we go with the sun. It continues to go in and out of the clouds. It's been a little bit covered up. Two or three times already we have seen it peek through. Another bunt shown, pitch is high, pops out of Paulino's glove, and both runners advancing. That's going to be a pass ball. And now, second and third, one out. The count, 2-1 here on Wishrup. Big spot and opportunity here for Hiawatha to chip away. They're down 7-2. Top three, Levens fires a 2-1. Good location, though. Did not get the call. A little bit low and outside. And now 3-1 with Jensen in the on-deck circle. Now a throw to second, and that was a pretty close play, but back in safely is Diller. That was a nice move by Blevins. 3-1 out of the windup. Here's the pitch. And it's hit to the shortstop. This is Everly. Two hops. This plays at first. And in time for the out, but a run is in to make it 7-3. So they take the out, but give up a run. You will take it for sure. Wishrup is driven in two of the Hiawatha three. And I'll bring up Michael Jensen with Diller at third base and two outs. Levin's out of the windup, and the pitch to Jensen is a little bit outside for ball one. Well, Jensen grounded out to second base to end the first. Got a runner at third here. Now he hits this to the opposite field. High in the right fielder coming in a few steps. A shoulder-high catch. Two retire the side. But Hiawatha, they do get one, and they're within four. We go to the bottom of the third here in Wathena. The Doniphan County lead is 7-3.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA tonight. First of two games in Wathena. Thanks for tuning in. Hiawatha going to the bullpen here as we go to the bottom of the third inning. It's going to be Cooper Jacobson taking the spot of Dalton Steven Morgan. Red Hageman now the first baseman as well for Hiawatha. So a new pitcher here. Steven Morgan, two innings of work, but Donovan County a 7-3 lead. And we'll try to add to that. First time getting a crack at Cooper Jacobson. It'll be Hayden Paulino, Brett Heim, Luke Bennett. Our coverage tonight of American Legion Baseball presented by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K. They are helping you get there safely. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman, thanks for hanging. Appreciate it here on a Friday night. These games scheduled last night. Field, though, a little bit sloppy. Couldn't get on the field last night, but the crew's doing a great job here today, making sure this field is ready to go for night number two of this Zone 2 tournament. So Hayden Paulino to lead things off here for the home team in Donovan County. Inning number three. He had an RBI ground out in the four-run first inning. DC would add three more in the second. So a seventh spot already through two innings. Their lead is 4-7-3. And Jacobson, the lefty, getting set for the right-handed hitter in Hayden Paulino. Jacobson sets, belt level. Right foot staggered towards the third base side. Here's the kick, here's the fire. And a good pitch to open things up. It's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jacobson, certainly nice to always have an extra arm to come out of the pen, especially a lefty, and his fastball there to Paulino missed upstairs, and it's 1-1. As it stands right now in the bottom of the third, Donovan County 7 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Hiawatha 3 hits, 3 errors. And now here is a slow roller, plenty of time here for Becker at short. He'll take his time, make a good throw. A shoulder-high catch by Hageman at first for out number one. Here's the right fielder, Brett Heim. He struck out swinging in his first time up tonight. That was the final out of the first inning. Good start by Cooper Jacobson in relief. He'll get the call from Lancaster. He'll kick. He'll fire. And deliver a fastball a little bit upstairs for ball number one. Working quickly, the 1-0. Low and inside, 2-0. So Heim, this is his 5th at-bat of the tournament. 3 of his first 4, he has been set down on strikes. But now in a good spot, with that 2-0 missing, it's now 3-0. Would expect Heim to take all the way. Here's the 3-0, and it is outside, ball 4. 4-pitch walk for Heim. He is at first base with 1 out. And that'll bring up Luke Bennett. So here's Bennett. Second time production in his first AB with a single and a run scored. 1 out here in the bottom of the third inning. The lead for Donovan County is 7-3. Pitch by Jacobson. Just missed a little outside, and it's 1-0. Bennett's 1-for-3 in the loss on Wednesday to Seneca with a single and a run scored. He has added that same scenario, a single and a run scored in this one tonight. Takes one on the inner edge for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Got Heim at first base with 1 out here in the bottom of the third. Jacobson pitching in relief. And a good swing and a miss there. Nice pitch. A little bit low. Kind of dug out there on Bennett. Now 1-2. Jacobson sets. The lefty the advantage with a runner at first. Can see it with ease. And that one runs inside and gets away. And Heim, with that ball to the backstop, will get the second on the wild pitch. Now the count evens up. Two balls, two strikes here on Bennett. So an RBI chance here with one out. Trying to add to a four-run lead here in the third. Jacobson sets, delivers, and this one is hit well out towards right field. Diller, though, eyes it up, makes the catch, gets it back in quickly as Heim has to hold it second. That is the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Adam Keyes. So Keyes with two outs, a runner at second. He is 0-for-3, a walk and three strikeouts in this tournament. Jacobson trying to get out of this inning for Hiawatha with no damage done by DC. First pitch to Keyes, runs inside for ball one. I'm not much of a lead at second, not being held. Jacobson fires one in there. And a good frame job by Lancaster gets the called strike, and it's 1-1. Jacobson sets the 1-1. Check swing, Keyes held. And now two balls, one strike. I'm the runner at second base with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Doniphan County leading it 7-3. Jacobson sets and fires. Missing outside, 3-1. You know, if you get Keyes on with a walk, potentially, Doniphan County is going to swing it back to the top of the order with Beach, who awaits patiently on deck. Three balls, one strike, that runner at second. Here's the pitch by Jacobson, and it's a little bit high, ball four. So Keyes, five at-bats in this tournament, that's his second walk taken. And now first and second with two outs for the certainly dangerous Dustin Beach. He is 1-for-2, a double and a run scored in this one here tonight. Already two walks by Jacobson in this inning allowed. Lefty on lefty matchup here. First pitch swinging, routine ground ball to Jensen. Has to get it over to first quickly and does so to record the out and retire the side. So, Hiawatha, they get DC off the field as Doniphan County leaves a pair of runners stranded. We have played three here in Wathena. It's a 7-3 Doniphan County lead. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank N.A., member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tamman. To the fourth inning we go in this elimination game, Zone 2 tournament in Wathena. Right now, Doniphan County's lead over Hiawatha is 7-3. Logan Blevins back to work for D.C. And we got a pitch hitter here for Hiawatha. It's going to be Ren Hageman batting for Stephen Morgan. First pitch missing inside to him for ball number one. Fastball upstairs, quickly 2-0. So Hageman taking the spot of Stephen Morgan. Stephen Morgan pitched the first two innings of tonight's game and had one at bat. He popped out to the catcher. But Hageman now has worked a 3-0 count here to start this fourth inning. Blevins kicks, and the 3-0 is in there on the inside part of the plate. Now 3-1. Working quickly to Ren Hageman. Here's the pitch, and it's a little up and out for 4. Third walk issued tonight by Blevins, and a good job in the pitch hitter role for Hageman. Draws that leadoff walk, and that brings up Gannon Becker. So Hiawatha down 4 as we are closing in on the halfway point of this one here tonight. It is not a must-win game for Hiawatha. They are locked into the state tournament next week. Becker fouls this one away over the fence and on top of the first base side dugout for strike 1. Becker a ground out to 3rd in his first at bat tonight. And Hiawatha hosting the AA state tournament next week, so their spot secure. For Doniphan County, it is not secure. Gotta win this one. Maybe another one or two after that. Another foul ball, this time down the left field line, out of play. Quickly, no balls, 2 strikes here on Becker. Runner at first base, Ren Hageman. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Doniphan County leading Hiawatha 7-3. Blevins sets chest level, sweeps and fires. It is a slow roller past Blevins, fielded second by Davis, only plays at first, and they get it there in time for the out. So Hageman to second, and Becker grounds out 4-3 for out number 1. Here's the DH, and J.J. Lancaster singled in his first at bat. That was with 2 outs in the second. And he did not get anywhere past first base in that inning. So a runner in scoring position with 1 out. First pitch to Lancaster just a bit inside for 1. Steps out, steps in. Blevins sets. Looks at second, back at home. A bunt is shown, and that one runs up and in. JJ has to duck out of the way quickly, and it's 2-0. You know, kind of a crucial moment in this game. Blevins starting, of course, pitching now into the fourth inning. As JJ shows bunt, and it missed inside, 3-0. And the loss Wednesday to Seneca, Doniphan County burned 5 pitchers and walked a total of 17 in that game. That was one of the many keys to that Seneca victory. And the 3-0, low and outside, 4. And Hiawatha, 2-1. And to the top of the order with Michael Oldham. 2 at-bats tonight, a fly out to center, a walk and a run scored. For the center fielder, Michael Oldham. 1st and 2nd, 1 out here in the 4th. Doniphan County right now holding a 7-3 lead. That pitch gets away, should be a pass ball. Both runners advance. And Oldham watching his 2 runners moving up a notch and little golf clap and celebration there. Now he's got Hageman at 3rd and Lancaster at 2nd base. Paulino saving that one as well. Quickly, 2-0 here on Oldham. Big opportunity here for Hiawatha. That pitch caught the outside part of a plate and a called strike on the fastball. It's 2-1. A base hit could make this a 2-run game. And the 2-1 just a bit upstairs. 3-1. Gut check time here for Blevins. He will go out of the windup here. The 3-1 is lifted high in the air. It is going to be playable just off the edge of the dirt, into the grass. Everly, the shortstop, making the catch. And a big, big out there. Out number 2, both runners hold. And you can see the frustration when that ball came off the bat for Oldham. And now it's up to Cooper Jacobson with 2 outs. He's 0-2 tonight. Ground out and a fly out. Blevins' first pitch to him is in there, belt high for a called strike. Hageman the runner at 3rd. J.J. Lancaster the runner at 2nd. Out of the windup, here's the 0-1. Missed inside. And it's 1-1. Hiawatha's three runs tonight, two in the first, one in the third. Trying to add here in the fourth, but there are two outs. Next pitch, Blevins. Got away from him there, missing high and outside, and it's 2-1. On that pop out by Oldham in the last at bat was on a 3-1 pitch. Kind of sensed where some of that frustration came when it was a pop out to short. Next pitch blown outside, 3-1. Aaron Jacobson. Hiawatha going to have to put a rally together. Big spot in this game. Three balls, one strike. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch, and it's upstairs, ball four. And it's now five walks for Blevins tonight. And the bases are loaded for Lucas Lancaster, and we might get our first mound meeting tonight. Will that be all for Blevins? Donovan County holding a four-run lead in the top of the fourth at 7-3. And it looks like, at least off the cusp here, that the ball is still in the hands of Blevins. Huge opportunity for Hiawatha here. With number three in the order, Lucas Lancaster about to step in with two outs and the bases loaded. And it will still be Blevins. No change here. Here we go. Big at bat coming up here for Lucas Lancaster. Takes a deep breath, steps into that right side batter's box. Hageman at third, J.J. Lancaster at second. You got Cooper Jacobson at first. And the first pitch low and inside for ball one. It kicked away from Paulino, but he jumped on it quickly. So Lucas jumping out in front just a tad at 1-0. Blevins in this scenario going out of the windup. Here's the 1-0. That one is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. They'll tie right down the middle. A 7-3 Donovan County lead here in the top of the fourth. And a ground ball, third base side, and it's kicked away by Beach, and everybody's going to be safe. It certainly had some heat behind it, but that's going to go down as an error and a run. And it's going to be a 7-4 game now. Hiawatha's got it to within three, and they're still batting with them loaded up. You got J.J. Lancaster to third base. You got Jacobson now to second base. And then Lucas with now a courtesy runner in for him. I believe that's Leighton Moore. And the first pitch here to Tegan Diller is outside for ball one. A 7-4 game now. Fastball missing high. Two balls, no strikes. Donovan County just trying to get out of the inning with this three-run lead still intact. Fastball missing outside. It's 3-0. A walk scores a run and makes it a two-run game. Quickly working is Blevins. He'll fire, and it's upstairs, ball four. Paulino turned around and said something to the umpire. He thought that might have been a strike, but that is an RBI walk. It is 7-5. And this might be it for Blevins now. Another mound meeting on the way. You know, when Bernie's out there, he's laying down the law. And we do have a pitching change here for Donovan County. So we'll step aside. Hiawatha climbing back. They're down two with the bases loaded and two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785 800-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball back to it here tonight. Donovan County in a tough spot. Hiawatha, they've cracked two on the board here in the top of the fourth inning. They are within two. It's a 7-5 game. Donovan County leading it, but they have gone to the bullpen as Ryder Davis has come on. A bases-loaded two-out scenario. And he's going to face Cooper Wishrup here, who has driven in two of the Hiawatha five runs tonight. A base hit could potentially tie the game. And Ryder Davis needing one out to get out of this jam. He will kick, the righty fires, and he misses up and in to Wishrup for ball number one. Cooper, an RBI single in the first, and then an RBI ground out in the third. One for two, two ribbies tonight. He's got them loaded up with two outs here in the fourth. Here's the 1-0. Hits it high in the air down the left field line. This might be a tough play for Keys. He's working towards the line. Does he make the catch? He does so in foul territory. Not far from the 317 side in the corner, and a good defensive play gets Donovan County out of that inning. But two on the board for Hiawatha, and it's a two-run game halfway through. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth here on KNZA. It's a 7-5 DC lead.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Temmel with you here in Wathena tonight. American Legion Baseball, Zone 2 tournament. Night number 2 and our first elimination game is halfway in. Going into the bottom of the fourth inning, Donovan County on their home field, a 7-5 lead against Hiawatha. Cooper Jacobson getting his final warm-up tosses. Second pitcher utilized for Hiawatha here tonight. And he will get that meaty early portion of the order for D.C., 2, 3, and 4, with Cooper Everly, Ryder Davis, and Logan Blevins. So here we go, Donovan County coming up, home fourth, a two-run lead. A must-win game for them. Jacobson sets, the lefty, kicks, and fires in the first pitch. Ooh, and it runs inside and hits Everly. So a free pass for D.C. here to start the bottom of the fourth. And just like that, that'll bring up Ryder Davis, who is 2-for-2. That one probably did not feel particularly well. You were Cooper Everly on that one. So here is Ryder Davis. He has been very good this tournament so far. Two hits Wednesday, two hits tonight. Now Jacobson steps off the rubber. Certainly Everly a threat to run. Donovan County trying to add to a two-run lead. They had a 7-2 lead after two, but since then, Hiawatha has tacked on three over the last two to get within two. Pitch here to Davis is in there on the inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Single and a run scored in the first, an RBI single, and a run scored in the second. Next pitch high and away, and it's 1-1. Well, Doniphan County at 13-10 after the loss on Wednesday night. The 1-1. That is in there for a strike, and it's quickly 1-2. Logan Blevins in the on-deck circle. Everly at first base, nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Doniphan County leads Hiawatha 7-5. Jacobson sets and fires. Took a little off and waiting on it and fouling it away is Logan Blevins, or correction, Ryder Davis. And it stays 1-2. Jacobson, a good look at first with the runner in Everly. And the 1-2 is hit out towards left field on a line drive, and it drops. So one hopper in front of Wishrup for a base hit. Everly to second, Davis at first. Davis 3-for-3 tonight with three singles. And now Doniphan County, two on, nobody out for Logan Blevins, who had an RBI double in the first. And then in the second, he reached on an error. But Doniphan County, good opportunity to add to a two-run lead here in the home fourth. It's 7-5. The sun is back out. Jacobson sets, kicks, and deals. And a check swing and a miss for strike number one. Actually, a full swing and a miss there. Blevins 1-for-3 on Wednesday night with a single and a stolen base in that loss to Seneca. He has reached twice in his two ABs tonight. Little bit of a brief little convo between the catcher in Lancaster and the pitcher in Jacobson. Infield umpire cleaning off that pitcher's mound for Jacobson. Certainly nice of him to do so. So we settle back in. No balls, one strike. Runner at first base and second base with nobody out in the inning. And now this one is hit out towards left field. And backing up, jumping up, unable to make the catch is Wishrup. And it's going to one-hop the fence. And holding after just one free base. That is it, and the bases are loaded. So holding up was Everly and Davis to make sure it wasn't going to be caught. The first three have reached, and they are loaded up now for Beckham Griffin. As long of a single as you can have. That one hung up in the air for quite some time. Straight vertical with the leap for Wishrup out and left, just right in front of the warning track, could not make the catch. And now, trying to add to a two-run lead here in the fourth, they are loaded up for Griffin with nobody out. And Jacobson's first pitch is high and away for ball one. Griffin in the first reached on an error and scored a run, and then he was the final out of the second, popping out to second base. Now he grounds this one foul, left side to even it at one ball, one strike. A chance for some runs here for D.C. Loaded up with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. And now another swing and a foul off just right in front of the home plate. And now Griffin has to tighten up here with the count at 1-2. Everly at third, Davis at second, Blevins at first. Jacobson having to work out of a jam here. He will fire a 1-2. It is outside. 2-2. Lancaster, the catcher, having to dive to his right a little bit to keep that one in front. Well, certainly if the ball gets past the catcher, Everly's probably going to try to score. Here's a 2-2, and it's popped up and fouled out of play. Try it again at two balls and two strikes. As we sit right now, seven runs, seven hits, three errors for D.C. Hiawatha, five runs, three hits, and three errors. Base is loaded. Nobody out here in the home fourth. A 2-2 is another foul ball. So Griffin grinding here, making Jacobson work. Certainly just want to put it in play. Give yourself an opportunity at worst to at least get one in this at bat. Griffin stands tall. The right side batter's box. Jacobson, the lefty, belt high. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. And it's popped up. Shallow right center field. Diller converging. And it's going to be Oldham, the center fielder, to make the catch. Here comes Everly to tag. He will score. And a productive at bat for Beckham Griffin. It's a sacrifice fly. And the lead back to 3 at 8-5. Davis able to tag up to third. Blevins held on at first base. So the first out of the inning, producing a run. An RBI by Griffin on the sac fly. 8-5 Doniphan County with one out. They're at the corners. Here's Hayden Paulino, who has an RBI tonight. 0-2, a couple of ground outs. And now a throw to first, and now Blevins taking off for second. He gets there, and now darting home is Davis. The tag is in time for the out, and they get Davis at home. A bang-bang play, and they get that lead run out for out number 2. That is crucial defensive effort there. And now, after that, runner at second base, 2 outs in the inning. First pitch to Paulino is low and inside for ball one. An 8-5 Doniphan County lead here in the bottom of the fourth. They've added 1, 2 outs, a runner in scoring position. There's a swing and a miss. A foul tip may be there. Nonetheless, a strike, and it's 1-1 here on Hayden Paulino. The D-West Mustang steps in there. Jacobson looking back at second base. The runner in Blevins, the pitch. Is hit to the gap on a line drive, right center. It drops in for a base hit. And that's going to score Blevins with ease. And Paulino with 2 outs, an RBI single. Second run of the inning. And the Doniphan County lead is back to 4. It is 9-5.
Now batting at the corner,
Brett Heim. Here is Brett Heim. He is 0-1 with a walk. So Paulino at first. 2 outs in the inning. Clutch piece of hitting there for Paulino. There's a swing and a miss by Brett Heim, and he'll fall behind at 0-1. Heim struck out swinging to end the first, and he walked back in the third. The pitch fouls it straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. So a sac fly by Beckham Griffin, an RBI single by Hayden Paulino, and DC's doubled up their lead from 2-4 here in the fourth. At 9-5. Jacobson sets. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Oh, and it runs inside and hits him. Or are they going to say that's a foul ball? Now there's some moans and groans from the fans. Heim trying to plead his case. Well, and the call's going to be a foul ball. Maybe caught the bottom part of the bat, so it's going to stay 0-2 with 2 outs. Paulino at first. Now the fans did not agree. Neither did Heim. Has to reset the 0-2 and a swing and a miss, and he slams the bat in frustration, and the umpire is going to have a word to say about that. Nonetheless, that retires the side. RBIs in the inning by Griffin and Paulino, and the lead for Doniphan County is 9-5. We go to the fifth here on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications. Recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes, start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Again, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Elimination game here in the Zone 2 tournament in Wathena right now. Donovan County, a 9-5 lead against Hiawatha as we go to the fifth inning. Hiawatha trying to continue to slowly chip away. They had gotten back to within two runs after their last round and at bat in the fourth, but Donovan County came right back, getting two themselves to get that lead back to four. So we go to the fifth, 9-5 Donovan County. Ryder Davis back to work on the rubber. He'll start here leading things off against Michael Jensen for Hiawatha. Fastball missing upstairs for ball number one, and the fifth inning is moving along. Works quickly, takes the yes sign call there from Paulino, and a fastball rips in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Jensen 0-for-2 tonight, a ground out to second and a line out to right. The 1-1 by Davis is low and outside, 2-1. Jensen followed by Hageman, and Becker for Hiawatha post 66. A must-win game here for Donovan County, and they lead it by four, as we're just starting the fifth inning. High fastball missing, 3-1 now. Count on Michael Jensen. Jensen in this tournament, 0-for-5. Going back to the game on Wednesday night. Lost to Corning, and that one outside, ball four. First time on base in the tournament, so walk here for Michael Jensen. That's the leadoff base runner, and that brings up Brent Hageman. Hageman did not start tonight. Came on as a pitch hitter for Steven Morgan in the last inning. Now he shows bunt and jumps back out of the way. That pitch was inside for ball one. And Hageman in his first at bat, lone at bat tonight, a walk and a run scored. And a quick throw by Davis back to first. And Jensen in there safely. Davis out of the stretch, another bunt shown, pitches high and outside. It is now 2-0 on Red Hageman. Hiawatha post 66. It's going to be a fun time next week as they will host the AA state tournament. Next one there by Davis, just a touch upstairs, and quickly three balls and no strikes. Now it seems like, at least in this one tonight, Donovan County, they've led it ever since the first inning concluded, but Hiawatha is just, they're not going away quietly as Hageman takes a four-pitch walk, and now two on and nobody out for Gannon Becker. Right now, Donovan County's lead is 9-5. Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth, two on and nobody out. Here is Becker, a couple of ground outs tonight. He'll show bunt. Davis looks back at second. Now the bunt not being shown. He'll put it back down. The pitch is outside. It gets to the backstop, and the bunt not even utilized as both runners are going to advance. That is a wild pitch, and now second and third with nobody out. And the count, one ball, no strikes here on Becker. He still shows bunt, and he pulls it back. That pitch missed a little bit upstairs, and it's 2-0. So right now, Davis, a little bit of struggle with the command. He'll come at him with the quick pitch, and it's high for ball three. J.J. Lancaster in the on-deck circle. He would represent the tying run if Becker walks here. He'll take that 3-0 all the way, and it's three balls, one strike. And the pitch, 3-1 by Davis, is fouled away out in front, and from 3-0 to 3-2. Big spot here for number 19 for Hiawatha, Gannon Becker. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Top of the fifth inning, his team down 9-5. Runners at second and third. Ryder Davis kicks and deals, and it's hit to the left side, but foul. Off speed and out in front of it. We'll try it at least one more time with the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the kick, here's the deal, and it's in there, ring it up on the outside corner. He thought it was ball four, but it's called a strikeout, the first one by Ryder Davis. A big first out here in the fifth inning. So here's J.J. Lancaster. One out, runners at second and third. His team trails Doniphan County by four. First pitch is high by Davis for ball one. J.J.'s been good tonight. Two at-bats, he's been on twice. A single and a walk. He has also scored a run. 1-0, missing with the fastball, low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. And J.J., one for two in the loss to Corning on Wednesday night. So he has reached in three of his four at-bats in the tournament so far. And he takes one right down the middle for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Jensen the runner at third, Ren Hageman the runner at second for Hiawatha here in the fifth. He watches another one, belt high, outer part of the plate, a called strike, quickly 2-2. Davis shakes off one sign, second sign he enjoys. Here's the kick, here's the deal. It's lifted high in the air, foul territory, first base side. It's going to be Griffin in front of the dugout to make the catch. And quickly turns it towards home to make sure the runner doesn't tag because nobody was there. And holding at third is Jensen, and back-to-back outs here. And now it's up to Michael Oldham. So after the first two reached and got into scoring position on a wild pitch, a strikeout and a pop-out. And it's up here to Michael Oldham, his fourth at-bat tonight. He is 0-for-2 with a walk. Here is the first pitch to Oldham, and he hits it out towards left field, and that one drops in for a base hit. Jensen's going to score. They're going to wave Hageman. He is going to score as well with two outs. It is a two RBI single by Michael Oldham. Clutch piece of hitting, and that clips it to a two-run deficit for Hiawatha. DC's lead, it is now 9-7. That'll bring up Cooper Jacobson. He is 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. A 9-7 game now. Davis sets, kicks, and fires. Missed upstairs with a fastball. One ball, no strikes here on Cooper Jacobson. So a clutch, two RBI single by Michael Oldham. Cuts this deficit in half from 4-2. 9-7 our score. Now this is hit on a frozen rope. Out towards the gap in right center, and that one drops in for a hit. Hine couldn't get to it in time. His throw to second base is not in time. It is a double, and runners now at second and third and two outs in the inning. And now with two outs for Lucas Lancaster, a base hit could tie the game. This one has been very entertaining to this point. Davis is trying to find that final out, keep his team in front, but Hiawatha dancing a little bit. Davis kicks, deals, and bends it in there for a called strike. Jumps out in front of Lucas Lancaster at 0-1. And the pitch. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. So you got Oldham at third. Jacobson, the runner at second base. A 9-7 Doniphan County lead, but Hiawatha, two outs here in the fifth. Base hit could tie the game. Good stab by Paulino. That pitch way low and outside, kept it in front. Certainly Oldham has speed to come home on a play like that. But two balls, one strike here on Lucas Lancaster. Here's the kick, here's the deal, and a ground ball. This could be a tough play. Everly at short, fielding on the grass. A long throw is not in time, and it gets away. One run is in. Will they try to tie it? They will not, as Jacobson holds it third. It is a one-run game at now 9-8. It will go down as a base hit and an RBI.
Thank you.
And here's Tegan Diller. Runners at the corners with two outs. Three have scored for Hiawatha. They're within one run at 9-8. First pitch to Diller. Low and outside for ball one. Diller is 1-for-2, a walk, a single, and an RBI. A base hit would tie the game. That one bends in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Hiawatha was down 7-2 after the second inning. But now find themselves down just one run as this one is lifted high in the air. It's a pop-up right on the third base line, and it's the third baseman in Beach that secures it belt high, underhand for the out to retire the side. So Donovan County, they hold the lead, but Hiawatha, they tag three, highlighted by a two RBI single by Micah Oldham. And we go to the bottom of the fifth here in Wathena. Don't go anywhere. It's a 9-8 game.
Summer's flying by, and August and back to school will be here before you know it. This July, make sure your child is ready for a healthy and successful school year. Well Child Checks at Sabetha Family Practice are key to understanding your child's growth and development. We'll make sure they're meeting important milestones and catch any potential health concerns. Prevention and wellness exams are essential for a great start. Call Sabetha Family Practice today at 785-284-2141 to schedule your child's Well Child Check.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Boy, it's been a fun one here tonight. Elimination game in the Zone 2 tournament in Wathena. Right now, Donovan County's lead down to one. It is 9-8. Hiawatha, they have chipped away slowly throughout the course of this game. They just hung up three runs on three hits in the top of the fifth. So they started that frame down four. They tagged three, and now are down just one. Donovan County going up against Cooper Jacobson, getting his final warm-up tosses in. It'll be 8-9-1 in the Donovan County order, starting with Luke Bennett, followed by Adam Keyes, and then Dustin Veach. So Hiawatha, they have scored in all but one inning. That was the second. And then Donovan County, they have scored in all but one inning, and that was in the third. So here's Luke Bennett, 1-for-2, a single and a run scored tonight. And he will start things off here in the home fifth. Must-win game for Donovan County to keep their summer afloat. Here's the pitch by Jacobson, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Jacobson pitching now into his third inning of work. Came on to begin the third inning, replacing Dalton Steven Morgan. Next pitch, fastball missing outside, and it's 1-1. Now, two innings of work. Gave up two runs on three hits to D.C. in their last at-bat in the fourth. There's a good pitch. The outside part of the plate called strike, and it's 1-2. Jacobson has walked two. He has struck out one in two innings of work. Here's the 1-2, and reaching out for it and just grounding it left side and foul to stay alive at 1-2 is Luke Bennett. And Donovan County, 3-1 against Hiawatha this summer. Another ground ball foul left side. Trying again at 1-2 for a third time. But every time, there's been multiple times tonight where Donovan County stretching out the lead and looking to be in control. Hiawatha multiple times has fought their way back. Now in the bottom of the fifth, it's a one-run game at 9-8. 1-2 missing upstairs. Two balls, two strikes here on Bennett. First batter here in the home fifth. Jacobson kicks and deals. It is high ball three. The count runs full at 3-2. Adam Keyes in the on-deck circle. Jacobson the lefty working hard here to kick things off here in the home fifth. Bennett's working him a little bit. 3-2 on the way. Hit out to left field. The line drive base hit. Over Newell, who made a nice attempt at it, leaping a little to his left. He could not snag it, secure it in the glove. And a leadoff single for Luke Bennett. Good at bat for him here to start this bottom of the fifth. So now Bennett's 2-for-3 tonight. That brings up Adam Keyes. He is 0-for-1 with a walk. That is the fourth hit given up by Cooper Jacobson. Runner at first base, nobody out. A 9-8 Doniphan County lead. Keyes watching the first pitch sail a little bit outside for ball one. Jacobson taking his time, settling in on the rubber. Puts that left foot down, secures, belt level set. Not much of a lead at first for Bennett. Takes a long look, now delivers a 1-0. It's a little bit upstairs, now 2-0. Well, Dalton Steven Morgan got the start, pitched the first two innings. It did not go as planned. And now we get a pause in the action, and now Hiawatha wants to have a meeting on the hill. Again, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Don't forget, this is just one of two games tonight. We've still got another one on tap, the winner's bracket game with Corning and Seneca. The winner of that game securing a spot in the finals. These games tonight supposed to be played last night, but a soggy field. It was not quite ready yesterday, but good to go here tonight. Good chance to let you know and thank some of our sponsors, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, and also Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Well, did we get a pitching change? I'm not sure. I think we might be getting a new pitcher here for Hiawatha, and that is the case. So they go to the bullpen another time. Jacobson out. It looks to be Ren Hageman checking in. We'll step aside, get you back to it right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha going to the bullpen once again. Their third pitcher utilized tonight. This is going to be Ren Hageman. Simply swapping spots with Cooper Jacobson. So Jacobson, two innings out of the pen, and he had a couple of walks. He struck out one, but gave up a couple of runs on three hits. And right now the runner at first base for Doniphan County, Luke Bennett, Jacobson is responsible for. So Hageman will step in. He is also a left-handed thrower. Jacobson appears to be defensively back at first base. As Doniphan County leads this elimination game 9-8 in the bottom of the fifth. Seneca and Corning on tap in game number two. Both those two teams very impressive in their wins on Wednesday night. Corning blanking Hiawatha 10-0, and then Seneca 17-5 their win against DC. But a must-win here for Doniphan County. Hiawatha, they're locked into the state tournament next week as they are the hosts, so it does not matter what happens to them here. The other three teams, it all matters. So Doniphan County, here we go. Ren Hageman is on the bump, a left-handed thrower. And a 2-0 count to Adam Keyes. So that was in the middle of an at-bat. First pitch by Hageman to Keyes is outside. Now the count 3-0. And D.C.'s got the top of the order on deck with Dustin Veach. Hageman sets. And the 3-0 to Keyes. He'll take it all the way. And it's low ball four. Kind of a double take there by Keyes, making sure it was ball four. The umpire said you're good to go. So now two on and nobody out for Dustin Veach, who had a double and a run scored in the second. Overall tonight, 1-for-3. Pretty much all night, every time Hiawatha has chipped away and gotten close, Doniphan County has responded. They're trying to do it once again here in the bottom of the fifth. Two on, nobody out. They lead Hiawatha by one. First pitch to Veach. It runs inside. Did that clip him? Yes, it did. That is a hit batter, and the bases are loaded for Cooper Everly. Boy, just barely caught a piece of the inside part, maybe of the left hip or so, of Dustin Veach. So he is at first base. You have Bennett's now at third. Keyes at second. They are loaded up with nobody out for Cooper Everly. Watched him 8 days ago against Hiawatha on the road. Hit a home run. Committed to Fort Scott CC. Big spot for him here. First pitch low and in the dirt. It kicks away. The runners take off. And scoring on the wild pitch is Luke Bennett. And now the lead for D.C. back to 2 at 10-8. Certainly can't be allowing the freebies if you are Hiawatha. So everybody moving up. And a run is in. The wild pitch. Bennett scores. Keyes to third. Veach to second. So now nobody out. Runners at second and third. Count 1-1, no strikes on Everly. Hageman sets, kicks, and fires. It is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Everly reached on an error in the first, had a sac fly in the second, was hit by a pitch in the fourth. A little bit of everything for him tonight. And now he reaches out for this one, grounds it to the left side, slow roller to Becker, his only plays at first, and Becker gets it there in time with an accurate throw. But it's an RBI ground out by Everly, and the lead back to 3-11-8. As Keyes comes in to score, Everly with the ground out 6-3, but producing a run. And Veach held up at second base. So one out, runner at second. Two have scored. Doniphan County's lead 11-8 here in the bottom of the fifth. Hageman sets and fires. Veach takes off. Good throw. Tag. Not in time. He shimmied around another one. Stolen base for Dustin Veach. Boy, great throw by Lancaster. Certainly from his knees. Accurate and on target. But Veach got around the tag, so he's at third with one out. Here's the pitch. That is in there for a called strike. And it's 1-1. This is Ryder Davis. Doniphan County once again battling back after Hiawatha trimmed into the deficit. There's one fouled away over the fence down the right field line, and Davis down at 1-2. So two runs in the inning, an RBI ground out, the highlight by Everly. The 1-2 off speed, a little bit high. It didn't break down enough, and it's 2-2. Well, Davis has been very good tonight in all tournament, 3-for-3. The 2-2 to him. He's going to lift it high in the air. Right side, foul territory. Jacobson up against the fence, and it's going to be over the fence for a foul ball. So it's going to stay 2 balls and 2 strikes. A barrage of runs for both these teams here tonight. Doniphan County leading it 11-8 on Hiawatha as they bat in the bottom of the fifth. They have scored 2 already. 2-2 count here on Davis, who's 3-for-3 tonight, with the runner at third being Dustin Veach. If that ball gets behind the catcher, he is going to try to score. Another foul ball. Just barely got a piece Davis that time in the off speed, stays 2-2. Hegeman sets out of the stretch, here's the 2-2, and a little slow roller, and it kind of kicked to the left side of Hegeman. The throw is not in time by the second baseman, Jensen. They're going to say he is safe. Hiawatha in disbelief. They thought he was out. And as of right now, that is an infield single for Ryder Davis, and the lead back to 4. As Veach is in to score. That'll bring up Logan Blevins. Still one out in the inning. Boy, Hiawatha, they just... all night, they have continued to fight and chip away, but they cannot keep Doniphan County off the board. 12-8 DC, still only one out in the inning, and now this one is hit high in the air by Logan Blevins. Shallow left field, enough time for Wishrup to come on and make the catch for out number 2. So Blevins retired on a fly out to left. That'll bring up Beckham Griffin. So at first base, Ryder Davis, 2 outs in the inning. Beckham today reached on an error, scored a run in the first. He popped out to second in the second. Then back in the fourth, his last at bat, a sack fly to center. 12-8, Doniphan County, 2 outs, a man on here in the home fifth. Hegeman sets, and we'll throw it back to first. And for slide, Davis back in safely. Well, the 3 combined pitchers for Hiawatha tonight, 3 walks, just 3 strikeouts. Yeah, first pitch to Griffin, a little bit low for ball 1. The 7th batter to come up here this inning for DC. Good spot on the outside part of the plate, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Griffin is reach base. And all but 2 at bats this tournament. And now he hits a high chopper to the shortstop. That's fielded by Becker. He'll go unassisted to second. For the out, 2 retire the side, but the damage done by Doniphan County. They get 3 in the inning, highlighted by an RBI ground out by Everly, a single by Davis. They also got 1 on a wild pitch. We'll go to the 6th here in Wathena. Doniphan County leading Hiawatha 12-8.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continues on. It is powered by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Also want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu, and Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. We go to the 6th here in Wathena. Zone 2 tournaments elimination game, and right now Doniphan County, a 12-8 lead against Hiawatha. Ryder Davis back to work. He will start this inning off against Hiawatha's Cooper Wishrup, who has drove in 2 tonight and is 1-for-3. And Doniphan County trying to keep their summer alive. They got 6 more outs to record. Right now, they lead it by 4. First pitch by Davis to Wishrup, a little bit high for ball 1. A right-v-right matchup here. Davis kicks, bunt shown, pulls back. It's in there for a called strike, and it's now 1-1. Wishrup, an RBI single in the first, and then an RBI ground out to short in the third. The 1-1. Hit out towards center field, playable for Bennett. He has this one eyed up pretty good, and he makes the catch with ease for the out. So three pitches, one out. Wishrup retired. That'll bring up Michael Jensen. He walked and scored his last time up. Also has a ground out and a line out. Base is empty, one out here in the top of the sixth. Donovan County, a 12-8 lead in this elimination game. There's a bunt shown, pulled back, and Jensen takes one high for ball one. Davis gets the sign from Paulino. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, and in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And the 1-1. Off speed, just a bit outside. 2-1. On Michael Jensen with Ren Hageman in the on-deck circle for Hiawatha. Here's the kick, here's the fire. And it's hit off the inside part of the bat and muffling it out towards center, but it hung up enough, and it's running in to make the catch. To retire that at bat for Jensen, quickly two up and two down. That'll bring up Ren Hageman. So Davis doing a good bounce back here after three runs allowed to Hiawatha in that last inning. He's retired the first two in the sixth. Hageman takes one way inside for ball one. Hageman, couple of walks, couple of runs scored. He's also got a pop out to the catcher tonight. But a 12-8 Donovan County lead. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. And now 2-0. Logan Blevins got the start tonight for Donovan County. Went 3 2/3. Gave up three hits, five walks. Hageman fouls one away here, and it's now two balls and one strike. Now again for Hiawatha, the result holds. Much more important game for Donovan County tonight. As Hiawatha hosting that AA state tournament next week. We'll have coverage, of course. Two teams, or the one other team sent to join Hiawatha between the other two. Of course, Donovan County, Corning, and Seneca battling for that final spot. Two balls, two strikes here on Mr. Hageman. Two outs in the inning. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to the right side. It's fielded by Griffin himself at first. Goes unassisted easily for the out. And Ryder Davis setting down 5, 6, and 7 in the Hiawatha lineup in order. Go to the bottom of the sixth here in Wathena. Donovan County leads Hiawatha 12-8.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continues tonight on KNZ Day. It's brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Then also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tadman. You're on a Friday night, and right now, Donovan County, post 55, leading Hiawatha, post 66. It is 12-8, as Donovan County coming up here in the bottom of the sixth, looking for some insurance runs, trying to keep their summer alive in this elimination game. It is only an elimination game for Donovan County. Hiawatha secured with their spot next week at state, since they are the host. So much more important for Doniphan County to win this game. And right now, a four-run lead as they come up to bat here in the sixth, starting with Hayden Paulino. Ren Hageman back to work. Third pitcher utilized for Hiawatha tonight. And his first pitch to Paulino off speed and in the dirt for ball one. Paulino, two RBIs in this game tonight, one via a ground out, the other via a single. Now he gets one in there for a strike and evened up at 1-1. As it stands right now, 12 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for Doniphan County, 8 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Hiawatha. There's a good off-speed sweeper there, swung on and missed by Paulino, and it's 1-2. Brett Heim, Luke Bennett also due up this inning for Doniphan County, sporting the white uniform tops here tonight, the blue numerals and lettering trimmed in red. Hiawatha, their normal red tops, blue numerals and lettering trimmed in white. One ball, two strikes. The lefty Hageman delivers. That's a swing and a miss for out number one. It's a strikeout by Hageman. Paulino down swinging, and it'll bring up Brett Heim. First strikeout tonight by Hageman in relief. So here's the right fielder, Brett Heim. Heim is 0-for-2 with a walk. He has a couple of strikeouts. Now batting in the sixth, bases empty, one down. Off-speed pitch, a little bit high by Hageman for ball one. Seneca and Corning in the nightcap. Winner's bracket game, so the winner of that one advancing to the finals, and then the loser will play an elimination game tomorrow night. There's a foul ball there by Heim, straight back into the screen, and it's 1-1. Certainly been fun, but still a lot of baseball to be played over the next day and change. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch by Hageman, and it's fouled away. And it's 1-2. Well, certainly a calm evening. Cloudy skies. Mild temperatures. The 1-2 by Hageman is a swing and a miss. And back-to-back strikeouts here in the sixth. All right, here's Luke Bennett. Quickly, two up and two down. He is 2-for-3 tonight. Two singles, couple of runs scored. Also a fly out to right. Well, Hageman trying to retire Doniphan County in order for the first time tonight. First pitch fastball in there, outer edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. They'll shake off one sign, shake off the second sign. Boy, he's shaking off quite a few signs by Lancaster. Finally, yes, fires one in there, and it's a high chopper to the left side, fielded by Becker, the shortstop. He's got a long throw, and it's in time for the out. Great stretch by Jacobson. It goes 6-3. Hiawatha retiring Doniphan County 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. But it's down to this for Hiawatha. They're down 4 with 3 outs to spare. We go to the 7th. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks for hanging with us. Our first game tonight, elimination game, and Hiawatha coming up in the top of the seventh inning. Excuse me, they're going to need 4 runs. They are down 12-8 as Ryder Davis tries to end this thing for Doniphan County, secure themselves into the spot tomorrow night. At least keep it alive for one more time. 12-8 our score. Here we go, top of the seventh inning. First pitch swinging, it's Gannon Becker. Lifts it high in the air, but it's playable on the infield for Everly. That is too easy for out number one. It's up to J.J. Lancaster here. Base is empty, one out in the top of the seventh. Boy, Davis in relief has really settled down. Gave up an RBI single to Lucas Lancaster in the fifth, but since then has retired five consecutive batters. And first pitch, off speed, just didn't break down enough, and it's upstairs for ball one. J.J. Lancaster, a single and a walk. He's got a run scored as well tonight. Officially one for two. Next pitch, a little bit outside, two balls, no strikes. Well, Donovan County, two outs away. Hanging on for this win. Here's the 2-0. Fastball down Broadway. Two balls, one strike. Well, Hiawatha potentially about to be eliminated in two games here, and there's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Ball was well outside the zone, and it's 2-2. Hiawatha hosting Double-A State next week. Their spot secured. Donovan County, their spot is not secured. 2-2, a little bit outside. Count runs full at three balls, two strikes here on J.J. Lancaster. One interesting note about these two lineups tonight. Hiawatha, they had eight players listed on their bench. And Donovan County brought exactly the amount you needed, which is nine. That 3-2 way up and in, ball four. One out base runner, J.J. Lancaster takes a walk, and that gets us back to the top of the order with Michael Oldham. Donovan County just needs two outs to win the game. They lead it by four. It is 12-8 here in the seventh. Fifth time up tonight for Micah Oldham. A two RBI single in the fifth. He walked and scored in the first, officially tonight one for three. First pitch by Davis outside for ball one. You know, certainly Hiawatha, with this part of the order coming up, certainly have the capabilities of putting a rally together, but they got a lot of work to do. Next pitch, popped up. This is going to be shallow center field. It's going to be Everly, the shortstop, kind of stumbled into it, but he makes the catch for the second out, and now it's down to Cooper Jacobson. Two outs, a runner at first. It comes down to this for Hiawatha. Now, they're going to be at State hosting next week. Their spot secured, but maybe not ideal to potentially go into that tournament on kind of a tough little stretch here. At least get one more at bat here with Jacobson. First pitch by Davis. A little bit outside for ball one. Corning and Seneca in game two. Pair of winners from the other night. Winner of that moves into the finals. There's an E-high fastball called strike, and now 1-1 on Jacobson. Jacobson doubled in his last at-bat. He has also walked tonight, officially 1-3. Runner at first base, two outs here in the seventh. Hiawatha trailing by four. Good stop by Paulino, that pitch in the dirt on the inside part of the plate. Now Jacobson in front, two balls, one strike. Davis, the right-handed thrower, the lefty hitter in Jacobson. Davis sets, kicks, and fires. Just a bit upstairs. Boy, Davis thought that was a strike. Umpire says no, and it's 3-1. Now, if Jacobson gets on, Lucas Lancaster up next. The 3-1. Inside ball four. And we continue on. You got J.J. Lancaster moving up to second base. Now Jacobson occupies first. Two outs in the inning for Lucas Lancaster. Now Donovan County's lead is four at 12-8. So Lancaster needs to get on to potentially bring up the represented tying run. First pitch to Lucas is a little bit outside for ball one. Well, Davis came on and got the final out of the fourth inning. He has pitched ever since, and now trying to finish this thing up. One ball, no strikes, two on, two outs here in the seventh. The pitch is low and outside. Good stop by Paulino, and now two balls, no strikes. Lucas tonight has reached base three times. Now that one is in there, 2-0. He was taking all the way, and it's a called strike. Now 2-1. J.J. Lancaster, younger brother of Lucas, occupying second base. Jacobson, just a friend, the runner at first. That one runs high and inside, and quickly three balls, one strike. So three balls, one strike. Runners at first and second with two outs here in the seventh. A walk certainly kind of tightens things up here. And Davis sets, and the 3-1. It is in there for a called strike. Boy, just caught the edge. Lucas was taking that step towards first, thinking it was ball four. But now, three balls, two strikes, two outs, two on, top of the seventh inning. Doniphan County trying to secure the win. Davis looks back at second. J.J. standing there. Another glance. Kick. Here's the fire. Runners take off. It's a slow roller to the right side. Tough play. Blevins fielding. Takes his time. Shovels it to first. In time for the out, and the game is over. And Doniphan County keeps their state tournament hopes alive. They win this elimination game tonight against Hiawatha by a final score of 12-8. We'll step aside, wrap things up, and get you set for game two right after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank N.A., member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, elimination game here tonight in Wathena and Doniphan County. Summer continuing at least one more night. They defeat Hiawatha. Final score 12-8. So Hiawatha, first team eliminated. They go 0-2, but nonetheless, Hiawatha again, their spot secured next week for state since they are the host. So we're down to three teams battling for one spot. And our game two will be Corning and Seneca, the winner guaranteeing a spot in the finals. Loser of game two will play Doniphan County in a elimination game tomorrow night. So still a lot to be decided. Thanks for hanging with us. Doniphan County post 55, a 12-8 winner here against Hiawatha post 66. And DC, their 14th win of the summer, and awaits the loser of Corning and Seneca tomorrow night. Our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game is Doniphan County's Ryder Davis. Boy, what a night for him. He pitched well in relief, and that was an issue that Doniphan County had on Wednesday night. They had to burn five pitchers in their loss to Seneca. Tonight, they just burned two, and the second being Ryder Davis in relief. He took over, got the final out of the fourth inning. He pitched the rest of the way, just three runs scoring for Hiawatha after the fourth inning. So he came down and got big outs when he needed to, and then at the plate, just as good. 4-for-4 tonight. Four singles, two RBIs, and a couple of runs scored. So big night for Ryder Davis as Doniphan County keeps their summer alive for at least one more night with a 12-8 victory against Hiawatha. So we got to step aside. We'll take a break. Kirk Kilman in studio. We'll say estimated wait time, about 15-ish or so minutes, as we get you set for game two of our doubleheader. Coming up in just a little bit with a winner's bracket game featuring Corning and Seneca. Let's get to the totals before we get you out of here for this elimination game. Doniphan County tonight, 12 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors. They left 5 on base. Hiawatha post 66 with the loss, 8 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Certainly opportunities. They left 10 on base. We'll step aside for a timeout. Don't go anywhere. Seneca and Corning on deck. We got more American Legion baseball coming your way after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.